Recording this, so we're just going to go from there. So this is the special meeting agenda from the Resort Village of Manitou Beach. It is to address the repair issue of the drive-in property. So I will call this meeting to order at 3:04 p.m. My group, if we could look at the agenda, and I think we had some discussions here. We would like to add under new business 3A, and under new business number 3A, number one, and that we'll be asking you, Earl, for an explanation of what exactly happened.
So, okay, go now?
No, just hold on, please.
Okay.
And so if I could get somebody from this group to approve our agenda, please. Thank you, Vince. All in favor? We're good. Thank you. Anybody who has a conflict of interest at this point? No? Okay. If you do feel that you have one, please mention at that point. So now, Earl, we're going to look at new business. We would like an explanation from you as to what exactly happened.
Okay. Well, I went out Thursday night to test the movie, which would have been Thor. Fired everything up as normal. All was good. Made up my menu, popped on Thor, noticed the picture was very dark. So I went out and checked it, and the bulb was running at 43%. Generally, it runs between 80 and 100%. Didn't know what was going on, of course, because the machine scares the hell out of me, to be honest. Went back, did a restart, did a cool down, shut it off. Usually a reboot will fix whatever issues there are. Did the same thing, booted her up, started the movie, same thing. It was at, I think it was at 39% this time. So I called Brian Betts, who's the computer projector guru in Edmonton. He asked me to get Gary Bergen out there and get his laptop. And what we do is we hook the laptop up, and Brian takes over the projector via Wi-Fi in Edmonton, and he can do all the diagnostics on it. We did the diagnostics, weren't sure what was wrong because everything seemed to be okay, other than we couldn't turn the bulb up. We couldn't get any power. So we tinkered around with it for a couple hours and nothing. Brian took all the information out of the projector and said he would have a solution in the morning. At that time, I was still hopeful we were going to be able to run the movie on the weekend. But the next morning when he got in touch with me, he said what had happened was there was some kind of power surge that went through the system and killed the power supply. We linked that back to your power outages that were happening on Tuesday there. The projector is what they call a three-switch system. There's one power switch that's always on that power grid in the projection room there. Then there's two switches that are turned off that I flip on to power up the projector. And then a third switch on the actual projector that gives it power. Somehow that one that was on got through there and it kept like hitting it, I guess, and it killed the power supply. So Brian said, I can search for one and see the projector being 14 years old. They're not exactly easy to find the parts. And he did locate one in Los Angeles, of course. It's coming from Los Angeles. We saw the price, which I was amazed. I was thinking maybe $2,000 at the most. I couldn't believe how expensive it was. I also thought that between myself, Gary, Brian, and Sean from CIC Electric, we would be able to hook it up ourselves. That's not the case. I guess it's pretty intricate, so we have to have a tech come out from Calgary to install it. Yeah, that's about where it stands.
Okay, so this replacement is on its way?
No, it hasn't been ordered because it has to be prepaid.
Okay.
If I could have just ordered it, we would have it here now. It's still got to come from Los Angeles, which leads me to believe we won't be able to run the drive-in this weekend either.
Okay. Could you turn your visual on, please, your video?
Okay. How do I do that? That?
Not seeing it yet.
Okay. I've never done Zoom before, so I have no idea how this works.
Okay. You got this far. We're good.
So is there no surge protector on that then?
I guess not. But you would think with two of the what do they call them? Breakers off, it couldn't have got in there. But I guess I'm not sure the situation of the oh, there we go. I can see
you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, good. Continue.
I thought because the two breakers were off, but again, I wasn't sure how the power outage was, but apparently it kept flicking. Was it kept flicking on and off? There was some kind of...
No. The power went out and the power was out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was part of the building. Like, it wasn't everything that was out. Is that, does that unit run on three phase?
I believe so.
That's why.
Okay, that's our explanation then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you mentioned numerous...
And two-thirds of them were off, but the third one was what let the disaster in.
Okay. Okay.
That was confirmed by Sean when he tested it on Friday there.
Okay. Any more questions?
By the way, Friday we tried to boot the projector back up and it was zero. There was zero power whatsoever to the bulb.
Do we have a bill from CIC and from Gary as well then?
No.
So if there's new equipment ordered, Earl, does that mean it needs to be, a surge protector needs to be included?
Well, I'm going to talk to Brian about this, but what I'm thinking is now, especially when we're having the weird weather we've had this year, I'm going to unplug the projector after every movie. That way nothing can get into it. I'm going to ask him if that's okay. I'm pretty sure it should, because if the breakers are off, there should be no power going into it at all. But apparently there was. So.
With that projector, does it not need to stay plugged in for some sort of memory purpose? Is that
No, the Do-Re-Mi, the digital part does, the part that's in the concession there, that has to have power all the time or the motherboard gets wiped. We almost had that happen this summer too. That was fun.
Okay. Any more questions of Earl? Okay. Thank you. Please stay tuned here. So okay. Under business 3A number 2, we have the approval of the estimated cost of $5,071.75 for replacement power supply for the drive-in projector.
I do have another.
Okay, Rob has one more question.
Well, at least one.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
So, what are your plans next year, Earl?
Like in life or just...
as far as the drive-in is concerned?
Well, if it's still available, I've heard rumors. Oh, we'll run it as normal.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, you said you would run it at... You're planning on staying. That's what we're asking.
Oh, yes. I'm there as long as you need me.
Okay.
You can say this is a very hard decision to make because it's so much money. This is a lot of money to us.
And I know.
To know that there is going to be a future renter is pivotal. So
yes,
we may need you to sign your contract for next year sooner than later.
Okay, I didn't get one for this year, so yeah, that's fine.
I just got one question on that too. This quote here from Senator Cummings, they are a BC company out of Surrey. That I presume is Canadian dollars?
Yes. Yeah, they're out of Surrey. It's all Canadian. And you are aware of, David, did you get my email there about the guy that has to come out and install this piece?
I did.
Okay, good.
And that's roughly an extra 2,000, right?
Yes, which again is yikes. But.
Okay.
But to be honest, it'll be good to have him out here because when he is, he can go up to the Do-Re-Mi and give it a tune-up too because we had issues with that back when Top Gun played, if you remember. So it would be good to give the whole system a nice tune-up. And also, if I am getting it from you that I know that I have it next year, I want to make a few changes. They won't affect you. It's just going to be beautifying the place and adding some cool stuff out there. I got a buddy in Edmonton who's going to come out and we're going to do some cool decorating, kind of make the place retro like we know it is. But like I said, that's for a future day. Right now, I'm concerned with getting the place going. We only have 4 weeks left in the season. We've lost Thor, which I figure probably took $4,000 out of our pockets. Disney, myself, and you guys. And this week we have Bullet Train, which is probably going to be about a $2,000 weekend if we can get her running. But like I said, right now, I don't think we can, because this part has to come from LA, has to be done by the installation guy, and he's in Calgary. So I think we're screwed for another week.
So the part
however, if we get her going for next week, which would be Where the Crawdads From, I can also do some rescheduling and maybe get Thor and Money Train back and play stuff during the weekdays.
Okay. So there again, you were talking about your weeks of operation. You're looking yes. at being there from the from now until what, the second week in September?
Yes, September 10th is the last show. I found that after the tourists leave, the place is dead.
Okay.
And we'll do one more flea market on the 11th. And actually, I'm off to Chicago on that Tuesday for 8 days.
Okay, so September 11th would be the last.
Yeah, that's the last. The last drive-in is the 10th, and then the 11th is the last flea market.
Okay.
Sorry, Earl, I just got to... I'm not sure how to work this gallery thing. I have no idea. I'm sorry. Meetings, contacts, apps, whiteboards. Sorry, Earl. Just one sec.
My beard needs a trim.
There's got to be a way of getting Brandy in there, and I don't know how.
She waited 15 minutes on
that one. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Participants, it doesn't. I've got no idea. My apologies, people. I just.
Okay. Anyway, so we do have your. The thumbs up on you being back with us next year. So we know that our investment
I can confirm I'll do it for the next 3 years. And then okay. I have going on in my world that'll be changed that, but I will do it for the next 3 years. Okay. And like I said, if I know that, I will do some improvements there. We'll cost you nothing and we'll beautify the place, make it look super retro and very cool. We got okay. some ideas. Plus improve.
The thing is, Earl, that's very good to hear. The fact that you're providing some kind of stability of rental.
Well, I did send you guys a letter earlier this year. Did you not see it?
On which one?
About a 5-year proposal. This was, it would have been in spring of this year before the drive-in opened.
No, we haven't seen that one.
Oh, well, good to know.
Was it addressed to just the village or village and council?
It was handed to the girl at the office with your name and council on it.
Okay.
I think that was about February.
Okay. We can always find that. Okay. The other thing that we need to explain is that I'm sure you remember, as the rest of us do, is when the village purchased the drive-in, the projector was outdated and there was a community fundraiser to yes. purchase that equipment. So again, the village is having to pick up and pay for something that was raised by the community. So that's something that is coming to our table and we're having to discuss also. So. Okay.
Something I could suggest once I get back from Chicago, it's still a week before the end of September. I could probably throw another movie or two up there and we could do them as a fundraisers.
Okay, that has potential. Yes, thank you.
Or even if we can starve it out till next year, I can do a couple over next year.
Okay. Not starve it out without fixing the existing projector. Okay.
The imperative thing, that thing has to be up and running and as fast as possible. Like it would be fantastic if we get her going by Friday. I already have Bullet Train sitting at home, but nothing to play it on.
Well, that's why we're meeting today, because we have a council meeting on Monday. And right. As difficult as this is, a very challenging situation for us. I'm on the budget committee, and this amount of money is almost prohibitive. Like, this is a very challenging situation to be in.
I know, it's a ridiculous amount. Like, to be honest, that piece should only cost $1,000. But because it's, as they say, boutique, because these projectors haven't been made for, well, 12 years now. There's lots of them, but none of the big cinemas use these anymore. So there's a projector graveyard in Surrey, BC, and one in LA that they scam for parts. And they know that us places, you know, us, the other couple drive-ins in town, Outlook actually went down with the same power outage. That's why I'm kind of hoping we can get the projector guy to come out at the same time and he can fix us both. That'll cut down on that expense. But that's to be determined. I haven't talked to Outlook yet. And like I said, we need to get that piece ordered. And the thing that pisses me off, sorry, pardon the language, but they make us prepay for this part before they're going to send it. And that's what makes me mad, because it's going to come from LA, and you know, how the hell are we going to get this thing here by even Friday?
So we are being recorded, right?
Yep.
And I know this person will want to listen to this.
Okay.
Could we talk with Earl in camera and then come back and make our decision? There's no gallery.